Mishadalad, what happens if Zimin Shechayrim, he prepared and set aside black doves before Yom Tov, for example, he lifted them up and designated them properly so they would not be mukta on Yom Tov. And then the next day on Yom Tov he comes, umotz levonim, and he finds white doves where the black doves were. Or levonim, if he had designated levonim, white doves, umotz shechayrim, and he only finds black doves. Or if, let's say, there were two doves in a particular dovecot, shnayim, there were two, and he designated those, umotz shalosha, but on Yom Tov he came back and he found three doves over there. In all these cases, asurim, the doves which he finds are forbidden, meaning they are considered to be mukta. So in the last case, where he found three, so certainly one of those doves was not set aside. So one of them is mukta, and you're not sure which one is mukta, and therefore you cannot carry any of them. Now the first two cases, where there's a black dove and a white dove, it seems entirely obvious that they will be considered mukta. They're clearly not the ones which you designated. So the Gemara explains that we're actually discussing a case where one designated both black doves and white doves. Let's say there were two different parts in the bird cot, and in one part there were black doves, and in one part there were white doves. And then Yom Tov came back, and he found that they had switched places. So the point of the Mishnah is to tell us that we do not assume that it's the same doves which he had designated. Rather, we are concerned that it may have been that all of the doves which he designated flew away, and now new other doves came back. And so one is not able to assume that it's the same doves which he designated, and therefore they are considered to be mukta. Shlosha, if he designated three doves in the dovecot, umotza shnaim, and he found only two. Mutorim, they are permitted, because we assume that they are the same doves, and it's just that one flew away, but there are two remaining. Now, the top of most dovecots, there would be the cot, the sort of cage itself, and there would also be sort of a small area surrounding the cot, where the doves could stand on, right outside of the cot. Now what happens if Besoichaken, he designated doves inside of the cage, that's where they were before Yom Tov when he designated them, Umotzalifneaken, but on Yom Tov he finds them in front of the cot. Says the Mishnah, assume they are forbidden, because we assume again that these are different ones. However, the Im'ein Shom Elohim, if there are no other doves in the area except for these doves, then Hareinu Mutarin, then they are permitted. And the Gemara explains that it has to be that there is no other dovecot within 50 amas in every direction. And as well as that, it has to be that the doves which he finds are not yet able to fly, they're young doves. And in such a case, then we assume that they are indeed the doves which he designated, and that they did not fly from a different bird cot which was nearby.